Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week.
Hi.
Tell me honestly, what do you think about the fact that I'm letting Raven babysit my 7-year-old tomorrow night?
I think Hayden's going to make out well because his idea of entertaining children is taking them to Toys R Us and buying them things.
Oh, great. Awesome.
I would love to be the favorite uncle.
I'm going to come home. There's going to be a new dog there. But we got a puppy.
Right.
Mommy, we have a puppy now.
Yeah, Raven's the best babysitter ever.
Oh, all right. But what's up with this bowling thing he keeps talking about?
We decided we were going to do something different last weekend. We decided we were going bowling, which was great, right until he destroyed everybody. And I don't know if you've ever been involved in anything where he wins. It's obnoxious.
No, I'm not actually allowed to win here.
That's not true. You've been beating me in Munch Madness.
Well, I did win on Chinese food today.
Right. Last night, yesterday in Munch Madness, you beat me with Chinese food beating pizza, which is the biggest upset in the history of America.
Thank you.
So he's a cocky winner.
Oh, it's ridiculous. There's dancing, there's faces, there's pointing. It's ridiculous.
Listen, it's not my fault when they choose to hoist me on their shoulders and carry me out past people. I'm supposed to blow kisses.
Uh-huh.
That's what
that
I was trained
happened.
To do.
Right.
Everybody was giving him the finger. Nobody hoisted him anywhere.
Although I'd like to see people try to hoist you. So anything else from this week? Anything you feel like that we should discuss?
I don't know that it's really radio appropriate, Anna, but I know I've heard you talk about it. He carries his moist wipes around the office building with him, right?
Oh, yeah. It's obnoxious.
So, yeah, it is obnoxious. These things are in my bathroom, and if I have to look at them, they're going to be in one of those pretty little containers where they pop out.
Yeah.
Not this big, ugly, orange wrapper that they come in on the back of the toilet.
That's for safety. That's like a life jacket
uh-huh.
or a life vest. If it was floating in the ocean, you'd want it to be orange
you
so you could see it.
You shush.
Right. You shush over there. Because I understand what Alicia is saying because I look at them every day on the console next to your microphone.
So every time he takes them out and leaves them on the back of the toilet in this orange container, I take them out of this package and I put them in the nice little white container so it's not like, bam, on the back of the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that he threw the little pretty container away.
Is that true?
Oh, I chucked that box.
You did, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I threw it out.
I looked everywhere for it.
Without shame. I got rid of it.
She's just trying to mask it. What's the problem?
Just put them under the sink.
You're not going to leave them under the sink. What is wrong with the pretty little box that they go in?
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It's outside in the recycle bin right now. I mean, chief among the things that are wrong with it, that would be number one on the list.
Nicely done, Raven.
Well,
so to get to the bathroom from our studio, Alicia, you have to walk down the hall, past reception, past a billion offices, through our kitchen, and he does it proudly holding his orange wipes in his hand every single day.
Yep.
No shame.
Yep, none. None.
Yeah, well, you're going to have some shame when your grade drops because you threw that box away.
Come on.
Speaking of which, what's the grade that we're going to give him this week?
He's getting a B- for throwing that box away.
B-. Can't throw things away without permission.
I'm a grown-up.